This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of January 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father's part is accurate. He comes at his own time. There cannot be the slightest difference in the time he comes. Celebrate the memorial of his coming, Shivratri, with great deal of splendour. Question. Which children's sins are not completely absolved? Answer. Those whose yoga is not accurate. If you are not able to remember the Father, your sins cannot be absolved. If you are not accurately linked in yoga, you cannot have total salvation. Some sins would still remain, and so your status would be reduced. If you have no yoga, you would become trapped in someone's name and form and continue to remember that one and remain unable to become soul conscious. Song. Who has come today in the early morning hours? Om Shanti. What time is morning? When does he come in the morning? That is, at what time does he come? The answers came. Someone said 3 o'clock. Someone said 4 o'clock. Someone else said at the confluence age. And then someone said at midnight. Baba wants to know the accurate time. Midnight is not called morning. A second or a minute after midnight is said to be AM. That means the start of the morning. That is the real morning. His part in the drama is totally accurate. There cannot be a delay of even 1 second. This drama is eternally predestined. It can't be said to be AM until a second after midnight. These are matters of the unlimited. The Father says, I come in the early morning hours. People abroad have an accurate system of AM and PM. Their intellects are still good. Neither do they become completely Satapratan, nor do they become completely Tamopratan. Only the people of Bharat become 100% Satapratan and then 100% Tamopratan. The Father is very accurate. 1 minute past 12 is the morning. You wouldn't keep an account of seconds. You couldn't tell when a second has passed. Only you, children, understand these things. The world is in total darkness. All of God's devotees remember him in times of sorrow and call out, O purifier, come! However, none of them knows who he is or when he comes. They are human beings, but because they are impure and Tamopratan, they do not know anything accurately. Lust, too, is Tamopratan. The Unlimited Father has now issued this ordinance. Children, become conquerors of lust and thereby conquerors of the world. If you do not become pure, you will be led to destruction. By becoming pure, you will claim an imperishable status. You are studying Raj Yoga. You write the slogan, Be Holy, Be Yogi. In fact, you should write, Be a Raj Yogi. The word yogi is common. Those who have yoga with the Brahm element are also yogis. A child has yoga with his father. A wife has yoga with her husband. Your yoga, however, is Raj Yoga. The father teaches you Raj Yoga. This is why it is accurate to write Raj Yoga. Be holy and a Raj Yogi. Day by day, you continue to receive corrections. The father says, "Today I am telling you very deep and good aspects. Shiv Jayanti is now coming. You have to celebrate Shiv Jayanti very well. You can do very good service on Shiv Jayanti. Those who have exhibitions should celebrate Shiv Jayanti very well at their centres or in their homes. They should write, 'Shiv Baba is the bestower of this knowledge of the Gita. Come and learn the way to attain your unlimited inheritance from the Father.' Each of you should light lamps, etc., and celebrate Shiv Jayanti in your home. Each home should be a Gita Pashala, because you are all the Ganges of knowledge. In every home, people study the Gita. Women are much more involved in devotion than men. There are also many families where everyone studies the Gita. Therefore, you should keep pictures in every home. Right. Come and claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father once again. The festival of Shiv Jayanti is, in fact, your true Deepwali, the festival of lights. When Shiva, the Father, comes, there is light in every home. You must light very many lamps on this festival and celebrate it with great splendour. You celebrate the true Deepwali. The final celebration will be at the beginning of the Golden Age, when there will be a lamp in every home. That is, the lamp of every soul will be a light. Here souls are in darkness. Souls have degraded intellects. Whereas there, because souls are pure, they have divine intellects. It is souls who become pure and souls who become impure. You souls are now changing from not being worth a penny to being worth a pound. When you souls are pure, you receive pure bodies. Here souls are impure, and so their bodies and this world are impure. Amongst you too, there are very few who understand these things accurately and experience happiness inside. Each of you continues to make effort, number-wise. There are omens. Sometimes there are the omens of an eclipse of Rahu. They make those who were previously amazed by this knowledge run away. The omens of Jupiter change to the omens of an eclipse of Rahu. When you indulge in vice, you come under the omens of an eclipse of Rahu. You have a boxing match. You mothers wouldn't have seen that because you are homemakers. You know that Brahmaris, bumblebees, are said to be those who set up a home. They make a home. Homemaking is a good art. This is why there is the name homemaker. Bumblebees make so much effort. They are also clever homemakers. They make two or three rooms. She raises three to four bees there. In the same way, you Brahminis are also bumblebees. You can bring one or two, or even 10 to 12, or even 100 to 500 here. You can set up a marquee, etc. This too would be like setting up a home. You could sit inside it and buzz this knowledge to them. Then some would understand this and change from ants into Brahmins. Some are totally decayed, that is, they do not belong to this religion. Only those who belong to this religion will be touched very well. You are, after all, human beings. Your strength is greater than theirs. You can give lectures to gatherings of 2,000. As you progress, you will also go into gatherings of 4,000 or even 5,000. The bumblebees are compared to you. Sannyasis nowadays go abroad and say that they teach the ancient Raj Yoga of Bharat. Even some women go around dressed in orange robes. They cheat the foreigners very much. They invite them to Bharat to study ancient Raj Yoga. You wouldn't say, come to Bharat and study this. You will go abroad and sit with them there and tell them, study this Raj Yoga and you will take birth in heaven. There is no question of you having to change your clothes, etc. You just have to forget your body and your bodily relations and consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father is the liberator and the guide. He liberates everyone from sorrow. You now have to become Satopratan. Previously you were in the Golden Age, but you are now in the Iron Age. The whole world, the people of all religions, are now in the Iron Age. Tell whomever you meet from any other religion that the Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. Remember me and you will become pure. I will then take you back home with me. Just tell them this much, not too much. This is very easy. It says in your scripture that the message was given to every home, that there was one who was left out, and so he complained that no one told him. You must beat the drums and announce that the Father has come. Everyone will definitely come to know one day that the Father has come to give you the inheritance of the land of peace and the land of happiness. At the time of deityism, there were no other religions. Everyone else was in the land of peace. Have such thoughts and create such slogans. The Father says, renounce all consciousness of bodies and all bodily relationships. When you souls consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, you will become pure. At present, all souls are impure. The Father has now come as the guide to purify everyone and then take everyone back home. All will return to their own sections. Then those of the deity religion will come down here, number-wise. It is so easy. Your intellects have to imbibe all of this. Those who do service cannot remain hidden, nor can those who do disservice remain hidden. Only serviceable ones are invited by everyone. Those who are unable to give anyone this knowledge are not invited. They defame Baba's name. People would then say, is this what the Brahma Kumaris are like? They are not even able to answer any of the questions. Therefore, it is defamation of Baba's name, is it not? Those who defame Shiv Baba's name cannot claim a high status. Even here, some are millionaires and some are multimillionaires, whereas others are starving to death. Such beggars will also become princes. Only you, children, understand how Sri Krishna, who was once the Prince of Heaven, has now become a beggar. He is again becoming a prince from a beggar. He was a beggar, was he not? He earned a little, but that too was for you children. Otherwise, how would he have been able to look after you? None of these things are mentioned in the scriptures. Only Shiv Baba tells you these things. This one really was a village urchin. His name was not Sri Krishna. That is an aspect that refers to the soul, which is why people become confused. Therefore, Baba says on Shiv Jayanti, serve every home by using pictures. Or you can write. Come and understand how you can claim the sovereignty of heaven within a second for 21 births. Just as at Diwali people open their shops, in the same way you have to open a shop of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Decorate your shop very beautifully. They decorate their shops at Diwali, whereas you should do this on Shiv Jayanti, because it is Shiv Baba who reignites all of your lamps and makes you into the masters of the world. People pray to Lakshmi for perishable wealth, whereas you receive the sovereignty of the world here from the World Mother. The Father continues to explain all of these secrets to you. The Father does not have any scriptures. The Father says, I am knowledgeful. Yes, I know when some of you are doing service very well, and this is why I remember you. But it isn't that I know what's going on inside each of you. Yes, I can sometimes tell that someone is impure. They have doubts, their face is wilt, and so Baba sends a message from up above. Ask that person. It is also fixed in the drama for him to do this for some, but he doesn't speak about everyone. There are many children who make their faces dirty. Whatever they do, they incur a loss for themselves. If they told the truth, they could at least profit a little. When they don't tell the truth, they incur an even greater loss. Although you understand that Baba has come to make you beautiful, some of you dirty your faces. This is a world of thorns in which everyone is a human thorn. The Golden Age is also called the Garden of Allah, whereas this age is called a forest. This is why the Father says, it is when defamation of religion reaches its extremity that I come. Just look at what the first Sri Krishna became after taking 84 births. At present, all are Tamapritan. They continue to fight amongst themselves. All of that is fixed in the drama. None of that will exist in heaven. There are many points for you to note down, just as barristers also write down points in their books. Doctors too keep books like this. They consult them and then prescribe the appropriate medicine for each one. Therefore, you children have to study very well. You also have to do service. Baba has given you the number one mantra of Man Man Above. Remember the Father and your inheritance, and you will become the masters of heaven. People celebrate Shiv Jayanti, but what did Shiv Baba do? He must definitely have given the inheritance of heaven. That was 5,000 years ago. That heaven then changed into hell, and now hell is to change back into heaven. The Father says, children, become absorbed in yoga, and you will then be able to understand everything very clearly. However, if your yoga isn't accurate and you don't remember the Father, you can't understand anything. Your sins can't be absolved either. By not remaining absorbed in yoga, you don't receive as much salvation. Some of your sins will still remain in you, and your status will therefore be reduced. There are many who have no yoga at all. They are trapped in the names and forms of others. If you continually remember them, how would your sins be absolved? The Father says, be soul conscious. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And you, spiritual children, say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Open a shop of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge on Shiv Jayanti and do service. Enlighten every home and give everyone the Father's introduction. 2. You must be honest with the true Father. Don't hide from the Father any of the sins you have committed. Become so absorbed in yoga that no sins remain. Do not become trapped in anyone's name and form. 3. Blessing. May you be an elevated renunciate like Father Brahma and finish any consciousness of I. Renunciation of relationships and of material comforts is not a big thing. However, to have the feeling of keeping others ahead of you in every task and in every thought of yours, that is, to finish any consciousness of I and to say you first, is elevated renunciation. This is known as finishing any consciousness of oneself. Brahma Baba always kept the children in front of him. He was constantly a renunciate of, I should be in the front. Because of this renunciation, he received the fruit of being ahead of all, that is, of becoming number one. So follow the Father. Slogan. To find fault with someone instantly is also to cause him or her sorrow. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. just as you give Sakash from a high tower and spread light and might, in the same way, you children also have to sit on your high stage or sit in a high place and give the world light and might for at least 4 hours. Just as the sun can only give light to the world when it is high, similarly, in order to give Sakash to the corporeal world, be a resident of a high place. Om Shanti.